The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. PodNews' article on how to use commercial music in podcasts mainly says the words no, you can't, in a variety of different ways. However, the people who wrote the book on fair use, literally, respectfully disagree and say it's not risky at all to use music under fair use, as long as you understand and use the court's interpretive logic. Their article may come as a breath of fresh air. You'll find it linked from our episode notes today and our newsletter. Andy Mills has resigned from the New York Times almost 2 months after significant issues were discovered with Caliphate, a podcast for which Mills was a producer and co-host. While host Rukmini Kalimachi was publicly censured and removed to a different reporting area, Mills, who accepted the Peabody Award on the paper's behalf for the podcast, had not seemingly been disciplined. He's posted a full statement. Michael Barbaro has not yet addressed the fact that his coverage on the matter didn't disclose that Caliphate's executive producer Lisa Tobin is his fiancée, which is in contravention of the NYT's editorial standards. He has, though, written to NPR stations and publicly apologised for attempting to silence critics. Meditation and wellness podcasts are on the rise, says new data from Spotify. The company reports a 250% increase in people listening to meditation podcasts. Where Is My Mind is a Spotify-exclusive show, which the company mentions as one of the most popular. Media personality Paris Hilton is to make a podcast. So's former US Vice President Mike Pence. So's actress and LGBTQ+ advocate Laverne Cox. And so are drag superstars Courtney Act and Vanity. In fact, everybody seems to be making a podcast apart from US President Joe Biden, who's making something that looks like a podcast, but won't be one. Spotify has been hosting anti-Semitic content, according to Joseph Cohen, writing in the Jewish Chronicle. Writing for PodNews, Rebecca Walcott says that podcasts are helping Caribbean people during the pandemic. Nathan Basches, formerly at Gimlet, writes a, quote, post-mortem for social podcast discovery. And how did 2020 influence podcasting? Zainab Hassan notes that some categories saw increased listenership as a result of the difficult year. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. 12.3% of all podcasts now use a Podcasting 2.0 namespace tag, most of them using the locked tag, 9.3%, but a further 1.3% use both locked and funding. That's based on a sample of over 42,000 RSS feeds that PodNews inspected last week. A week ago, the figure was just 10.7% of podcasts, so it's rising quite fast. Now we're at the end of phase two. Person, location, season, and episode are tags that have been formally adopted into the new podcast namespace. We link to their full implementation details today. And how I built a complete P2P RSS podcast app in a single HTML file. It's a blog post which is fascinating, discussing a thing called Tailored Flow, a podcast app in a single HTML file. And in podcast news today from CBC Podcasts, Play Me is transforming the way we experience theatre by turning contemporary plays into bingeable audio dramas. And we thank the CBC for their support. Sounds Profitable this week has Dave Zorob from Chartable as a special guest and a familiar voice if you listen to this podcast. And in the BBC's Friday Night Comedy podcast, a lockdown panel show with a difference and a live audience on Zoom. It's worth a listen to see how Zoom can work to provide feedback. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.